2011 was a good year for U.S. automakers, Jack. What kind of effect do you think the improvement could have on this year's presidential race?
Well, you know, Rena, anything that's good for the economy normally is good for incumbents, and that's coupled with the fact that we got the news yesterday that unemployment had declined to 8.5% nationally, 200,000 new jobs. But the twist to this is that in Michigan, Democrats are bound to harp on the fact that Romney was against the auto bailout. And most people, whatever else they think about Obama's successes and failures, the auto bailout, the soft bankruptcy, was a huge success for the auto industry and especially for this part of the world. So it's hard for me to think that's good news for Mitt Romney if he is a Republican nominee.
Well, while we are on the topic of cars, it's time again for the North American International Auto Show. Think there will be a renewed energy at Cobo Arena this year, Jack?
Well, I think so for a couple of reasons, Rena. First of all, the auto sales are bouncing back. It's clear that Chrysler and GM are going to be here for the foreseeable future. I mean, 2 or 3 years ago, this show was like a tomb. And they also signed an agreement. They've agreed to fix up, expand Cobo Hall. And the people running the auto show, which we call the Detroit Auto Show, which is really the North American International Auto Show, is going to be there at least through, I believe, 2017.
The Michigan ACLU has jumped into the fray over Michigan's new law that bans benefits for some domestic partners of public employees. Do you think they could have an impact on that law, Jack?
Well, it's very interesting, Rena. It depends on, this is a federal lawsuit, so it'll go to the U.S. Supreme Court eventually, probably. There's already been one ruling in a similar case involving another state that states can't do that. Of course, it all depends on the composition of the court and what the judges think, and it normally takes years for a state to get to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is going to, ironically, certainly cost the state money to, you know, defend against this lawsuit. It may end up costing the state more money than it will save by denying some people health care benefits.
Thanks very much, Jack. And by the way, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, and let's all stay healthy, Rena.